This is Football Nation. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL. Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. Football Nation is all football all the time. Bill Enright here with Todd DeVries. It is week 14 of the NFL, and we have a great show for you planned today. Todd, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great, my friend. Week 14, we have circled the calendar, Bill. Months ago, we circled the calendar for this week because there's a little football game on Monday night. A lot of implications, my friend.
Yes,
are you fired up? That is correct. Texans coming to Gillette Stadium, Bill, to face the Patriots. We've been waiting for it all year long. It's kind of been an up and down season of Monday Night Football, and we'll get into that in a second here. But, you know, this is one that's going to we've been waiting for it. Playoff implications, my friend.
Certainly. And Todd and I will be joined today by special guest Mike Tirico, who, as you know, handles the play-by-play on Monday Night Football for ESPN. Todd, you mentioned big matchup between the Texans and Patriots on Monday night. We'll spend some time previewing all of the matchups for Week 14, help you out with your fantasy football teams. We will reveal the Football Nation power rankings, and later on we'll be joined by Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com. Todd, the primetime games, you said, have been hit or miss this season, mostly misses for the Thursday night games, and if you're listening to us live, you know the Raiders and Broncos are set to kick off in just a few hours. Pretty much a lopsided matchup in Denver's favor for the most part, right?
You would think so. Peyton Manning's on an absolute tear right now. They're doing what needs to be done. You know, he just seems to be growing with the team, you know, as the season went along. A little rocky at the start, right, Bill? You know, they had a couple losses in there. But, man, they're on a roll now. And, you know, if you're a Patriots fan, is it safe to say, Bill, if you're a Patriots fan and you're looking ahead, looking way ahead, you might be a little more frightened of the Denver Broncos than the Texans in the playoffs?
You know, I don't know if Peyton will be able to survive throughout the whole regular season and into the playoffs. That's a lot of games.
He didn't survive. He's survived 13 weeks.
Well, let's see if he can survive six more.
Make it
20.
So you think
let's see what he can do. Yes, of course, I think he's an injury risk. He missed the entire season last year with a surgically repaired neck.
Yeah, I hear you, but there's been no rumblings of any, you know, injury or anything. His brother's had the tired arm, the quote-unquote tired arm.
Listen, all it takes is one hit.
All right, well, let's say that Peyton Manning's healthy, as he has been the previous 13 weeks.
Then I think the Patriots should be more worried about the Broncos than the Texans, sure.
All right.
Well, let's see what happens in this game on Monday night. Maybe the Patriots take it to the Texans, no problem, and then for sure we'll be able to say, "Listen, Patriots, you know you can beat the Texans. You just did it."
That's true. Well, we'll see, man. I mean, I think tonight, you know, Monday night games could be a great matchup. Obviously, a lot on the line, seeding and everything else. But I'm telling you, man, the Broncos are rolling. They are rocking and rolling, and we'll see what happens tonight in the black hole there in Oakland. Unless something crazy happens, you would think the Broncos would win this game with ease, but crazy things have happened.
I think it's going to be a rout.
Yeah,
a rout in the Broncos' favor.
Yeah, I think.
The Raiders. What do the Raiders do right? Nothing. The only thing the Raiders do right is draft the wrong players.
Not much to hang your hat on if you're a Raiders fan.
No.
You know, after decades of excellence, they've been just horrendous ever since they lost to John Gruden in the Super Bowl with Rich Gannon. Yep. Rich Gannon here. They've been terrible ever since then. Was that 2002?
Yep, 2002.
That's 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have to do some digging. Are they the worst team in the league the last 10 years? Like, if you just do wins and losses,
they might be. It might be the Oakland Raiders, the Cleveland Browns. Maybe the Jacksonville Jaguars thrown in there. Those three teams, the last 10 years, they've just been terrible.
Yeah, they haven't been good. The Lions had some ridiculously bad years in there, too, but they kind of turned it around a little bit. So,
speaking of the Lions, Week 14 primetime game on Sunday night features NFC North division rivals, the Green Bay Packers and Detroit Lions. Now, these two teams, Todd, they're going in opposite directions. Packers leading the NFC North right now, while the Lions dropping their last few games and pretty much way outside of that final wild card spot.
Yeah, it's all falling apart for them, Bill. You know, they've lost a couple of close games. They should have won. And, you know, right now it seems like they're just playing for Calvin Johnson, see if he can get that yardage record, right?
Right.
That's all the people.
2,000.
Yeah, you know, he's on an absolute tear. But other than that, I mean, they've got nothing to go on. They're in a really tough division, Bill, you know?
Yeah, they are.
I mean, the Vikings rebounded in a big way this year. And the Bears and Packers, we know how good they've been. So, tough division. Probably the most entertaining division, and that should be a good game. I like watching those games, the NFC North games. I like the matchups there.
Usually good.
Usually pretty good. So, you know, you got Mr. Sue. Is he going to stomp on any Packers this time around?
Stomp, kick, scratch, claw, bite. Who knows?
You know,
who knows
kick,
what he's capable of
kicking the
doing.
Privates?
Yeah.
Never know. So, I'm looking forward to it. Actually, you know what? We've been busting on the primetime games this season. But I like the trio of games this week. I think they're pretty good.
And then, of course, the final primetime game on Monday night, Houston Texans versus the New England Patriots. And that's why we'll have Mike Tirico on in just a bit. But, Todd, pretty much this matchup between the Texans and the Patriots features the two AFC powerhouses. Pretty much could be a preview of this year's AFC Championship game, right?
You would think so. Obviously, that's the way it's shaping up. But I'm telling you, we talked about this on the Tuesday show, Bill. The Texans' defense, yeah. I think they're a little overrated at this point. They came into the season rated, rightly so, rated at the top, correct, with the Niners.
Yeah.
But, man, look at what's happened to them. Chad Henne and the Jaguars ripped them apart a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
A month or so ago, Aaron Rodgers threw 6 touchdown passes against them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, there was another game in there, too, that I'm forgetting about. There's 3 games where
they got
Lions. Absolutely.
Lions on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, Thanksgiving. So,
yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm not the – I think the Texans got issues on defense. Their offense is kind of woken up a little bit, which is good for them. They're going to need it. They're going to need Andre Johnson. Talk about going healthy into the playoffs with Peyton Manning. I'll tell you what, man. The Texans need Andre Johnson to stay healthy. And he's been healthy this year, Bill, but he's been an injury risk for pretty much every year for the last 5 years. They really need him to stretch the defense on that, you know, in their offensive game plan so they can keep Arian Foster, you know, running and rocking and rolling. So it'll be interesting, man. It's going to be a great game Monday night.
Well, let's take a look inside the numbers for both of these teams. Patriots offense, number 1 in points in the NFL, 35 points per game. And they're also first in yards with 426 yards per game. They're passing Tom Brady 6th best in the NFL, 285 yards per game, and the combination of Stephen Ridley, Shane Vereen, and Danny Woodhead are 8th best in the NFL with 140 rushing yards per game. Now, if you compare the Patriots' offensive stats with what the Texans do on defense, Houston, 4th best for least points allowed, only 18 points per game, and the Patriots are averaging 35 points a game. So are we expecting something in the middle? Are we expecting the Texans' defense to kind of keep up with their latest performances of kind of letting some other teams, inferior teams, put up a lot of points against them?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game for both teams. You know, again, look at the last 3 games for the Texans, okay? We all know, well, the Patriots kind of, you know, had a sluggish victory last week down in Miami. But before then, I mean, they've been putting up ridiculous amounts of points. Look at the Texans the last 3 weeks. 43-37 in overtime. 34-31 in overtime. And then last week, kind of like the Patriots, a sluggish victory over the Titans, 24-10.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're putting up points. And I think this is going to be a shootout. I really do. I think this is going to be a shootout. I think it's going to. I think the winning team's going to have to score 30-plus to win.
I mentioned the Patriots are number 1 in points per game with 35. The Texans are actually 2nd in the NFL for points per game with 29 on average. So that was actually surprised to see the Houston Texans with the 2nd best offense in terms of points scored per game. That was surprising to me.
Yeah, and if you look at the over-unders, the Vegas lines, the over-unders, I believe this game was hovering between 52 and 53 points per game.
Over-under.
All right. Which was, I think, tied for the highest with the Giants-Saints game. So, you know, the pundits agree, this, you know, they're expecting some points in this one. Actually,
yeah.
I saw an interesting stat. I think Kerry Byrne, our guest in hour number 2, pulled up. This season, Bill, there have been 27 over-unders above 50. Okay.
Wow. You don't usually see that in the NFL. Maybe for college, you see that all the time.
According
but
to
for the
stat,
NFL, it's a lot.
Yeah, the stat that I think Kerry pulled up in 1996. Okay, so we're going back 16 years, not terribly far back in history. Same time, week 14 of 1996, there was one game.
Wow, just one game, huh?
So yeah, so the scoring is obviously up. You know, they've been protecting those quarterbacks, Bill, protecting those wide receivers.
Sure.
You know, and punishing the defenses and all the hits and everything. So lots more points to be had. I really think this game's going to live up to the billing. I really do. I think this isn't going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a fun, entertaining game. And I think, you know, I think that Tom Brady's going to have his way. I think that he's going to find a way. I think Wes Welker's going to have a big game. And Arian Foster on the other side, I think he's going to do pretty well as well. I think it's going to be – the stars are going to come out in Gillette on Monday night.
Now, you mentioned Andre Johnson, the need for him to stretch the field against the Patriots on Monday night. Do you think that is more important than Arian Foster getting things going early on? Because as we discussed on our Tuesday show for fantasy football purposes – you were a little nervous about Arian Foster. Only 14 carries against the Tennessee Titans in Week 13, which equaled the amount that his teammate Justin Forsett got. So all of a sudden, are we seeing the Texans kind of dial back Arian Foster, who's on pace to rush carry the ball over 380 times this year? Do we think the Texans come out, give Foster the ball a lot against the Patriots, or is it going to be a little bit more balanced, Andre Johnson in the passing game, Owen Daniels getting involved as well?
Well, I mean, it's quite possible. We weren't able to make much sense about the Foster, the lack of carries. I don't think it was an injury. So you might be right. They might just kind of be lessening the load a little bit down the playoff stretch here. Again, they're playing the Titans, Bill, and let's be honest, they were up 21-0, and that's kind of when he started to, you know, take a back seat to Justin Forsett a little bit.
Right.
So to answer your question, I think that Andre Johnson and Arian Foster, they kind of work in tandem. If you get Andre Johnson going and Owen Daniels going in that passing game, it opens up the play-action pass.
Right.
And that just opens up a bunch of lanes for Arian Foster. You're trying to keep the defense guessing. So I think they work one and the same. I do think that getting Arian Foster going is probably paramount to getting the passing game going. That's just the way that the Texans are structured.
Yeah.
But I think that they'll. I think they're gonna push around the Patriots defense a little bit on Monday night.
Now Foster is averaging 23 carries per game, and he has 1,100 yards on the year. So you know you take that he's averaging about a little bit more than 95 yards per game, and the Patriots are allowing 100 yards per game to running backs, which is top 10 in the league in the NFL.
They have a pretty stingy rush day.
Right, they have a ninth best rushing defense, 100 yards per game.
But again, sometimes stats are deceiving, though, Bill. And the top 10 rush defense, but the Patriots, and how many games have they been blowing out their opponent?
So their opponents avoid the run.
Instead of being a top 10, maybe they're a top 18. I don't know. You know what I mean? I think that stat's a little bit overrated.
All right.
The bottom line is the Texans have a balanced offense when they're humming. And a balanced offense. We'll see if the Patriots D can stack up.
So now Andre Johnson has come alive the last couple games. Other than this blowout against the Tennessee Titans, two of his last three games he had over 180 yards of receiving yards, 273 against the Jags in Week 11, and then 188 yards against the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving. And we know the Patriots defense, they're very, very susceptible to the pass. 29th in passing allowed, 279 yards per game. So Andre Johnson, I think, if anything, if the Texans want to keep up with the Patriots this weekend, we're going to have to see a lot of Matt Schaub throwing Andre Johnson deep. A lot of plays in the red zone.
Yeah, and getting back to that, you know, how the defensive stats are overrated, I mean, it works both ways. That defensive secondary, and it has been pretty bad. The stats aren't lying completely with that.
Yeah.
For them to be 29th, again, that's a product of them being up in so many games where teams are just throwing garbage points, you know, garbage yardage against them. But I think prior to the blowouts, the early in the season, we saw a lot of the deficiencies of that secondary. So I think it's legitimate that they still have some holes to fill. Aqib Talib, you know, trying to fit him into the equation. But I agree with you, man. If the Texans can get Andre Johnson rolling, look out.
Let's just take a look at some of the top wide receivers the Patriots have played against the last couple of weeks. Brian Hartline of the Dolphins had 84 yards in Week 13. Jeremy Curley had 86 yards in Week 12. Reggie Wayne, 72 yards in Week 11. Stevie Johnson, Week 10, had 86 yards. So pretty much in that 70 to 80 range. And then Jeremy Curley, again, back in Week 7, had 120 yards. Sidney Rice, 81 yards. Demaryius Thomas is really the only wide receiver to put together a game where he just dominated the Patriots. And that was back in Week 5, where he had 9 receptions for 180 yards.
Yeah, that's true. But you just rattled off a lot of teams without a marquee wide receiver.
Right.
You know,
Dolphins, Jets,
Seattle,
Bills,
the Jets
Seattle.
Twice, the Rams. Yeah. You know, I mean, Reggie Wayne, he still counts. He still counts.
Yeah,
he's
sure.
Slowing down a little bit second half of the season.
Stevie
here,
Johnson, middle of the road.
I mean, you know, Curley and Hartline, give me a break.
Yeah.
And you know, and again, Andre Johnson, you can kind of put him in the same boat as Reggie Wayne. Of getting over the hill, but man, he's awakened the past couple of weeks. That turkey dinner, ever since he had that turkey dinner, he's been on fire.
Right, yeah. Loves that turkey. All right, so that was a quick breakdown of our Texans and Patriots Monday Night Football preview. When we return, Mike Tirico, ESPN's play-by-play announcer for Monday Night Football, will join us right here on Football Nation. You don't want to miss that interview. We're excited to hear what Mr. Tirico has to say about this game. Excellent matchup on Monday Night Football this week with the New England Patriots and Houston Texans. That's coming up next right here on Football Nation.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of the smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hope's up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts.
I need some of Dunkin's delicious packaged coffee.
Sure, how many do you need?
One for everybody on my holiday shopping list.
Wow, so that's why you brought a wheelbarrow.
Give the gift everyone loves to get. Delicious Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee. Get 2 pounds for just $12.99. Available only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Single pound sold at regular price. Offer excludes 8-ounce packages. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance, with over 100 ASE certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Welcome back to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. Bill Enright here with Todd DeVries, and we are happy to be joined by Mike Tirico, who will be live from Gillette on Monday night during the play-by-play in the broadcast booth for ESPN on Monday Night Football. Mike, pleasure to have you join us here on Football Nation. We know you're a busy man, so let's jump right into the upcoming Monday night game, Texans versus Patriots. Do you think this is a preview of the AFC Championship?
Oh, potentially. Good to catch up with you again. Potentially, of course, because of the strength of the teams. And I had said this to our group at the beginning of the year when we got our schedule in April. And as you know, Monday nights, for mostly logistical reasons, is not in a flex situation. So you're always hoping, looking at the back end of the schedule, hoping that those last 4 or 5 weeks hold up. And I said, guys, I think we have a game in November, Chicago-San Francisco, that could be an NFC Championship preview. Not too sure about that right now. And I said, I know in December, when we see Houston-New England, that may be the AFC Championship game. And I still have a belief that that's the case. We know the Patriots get better as the season goes on. That's tradition the last few years. And that two-length lead that Houston has on everyone else, you would think these are teams that are going to be playing home playoff games in the about 4 or 5 weeks, not too distant future.
Yeah. Last week, you called the Redskins and Giants game, so one of the top candidates for Rookie of the Year in RG3. This week, you get to watch Tom Brady and J.J. Watt, both in the running for league MVP, or at the very least, Offensive and Defensive Player of the Year. What do you think about either of them taking home that title for 2012?
I would say J.J. Watt's also an MVP candidate. With the sack number is so high as it is, and then why does it have to be an offensive award? I just did an interview with Charles Woodson that's going to air on an ESPN Radio Heisman preview that I'm doing on Friday night. And Manti Te'o will finish first or second in the Heisman voting.
Right.
Why does the most valuable player have to be an offensive player? It's something that we have just kind of fallen into a bad habit with, I think, as fans. And J.J. Watt has made so many just game-changing plays. This is the last, for the foreseeable future, national TV game he'll get. There's the possibility that a lot of people will get to see the Indianapolis-Houston game if it means something for Indianapolis down the stretch.
Right.
But he's made so many sacks and all those pass deflections, and there's a great story involved. So I think I'd leave him in the MVP conversation as well. But clearly, Tom bores us with greatness. And I'm glad that 2010 we did it. 07 was a no-brainer. But I'm glad in 2010 that as fans we were able to pull back and appreciate what Tom had done that year to be deserving of a second MVP award. And when you look at the stats, but more importantly, watch the games, and you think about no Gronkowski and Hernandez together for any significant stretch this year, one hurt or the other hurt. Young backs, multiple offensive line combinations, a receiving core that's cycling through multiple players. Tom always finds a way to make the most out of them, so you certainly have to include him in that conversation along with Peyton. So as they get older, they still maintain the storyline, which is incredible.
Yeah, Mike, I think most people might have a little Tom Brady fatigue when it comes to that MVP. It's just the same results year after year. Kind of reminds me of Michael Jordan in the NBA.
There's a lot like that with Michael Jordan and with LeBron James even now, and Wayne Gretzky in hockey, where you go searching a lot harder to find who's the greatest in the game when really the greatest is right in front of you, and perhaps you are bored by their consistent high level of performance. And I think that's the case with Brady. And I think once you get him on a national stage in big games and you see how good he is, and how the cast around him has changed. Here comes Matt Light for his retirement evening, and you think of all the Patriots who are, Rodney Harrison, Teddy Bruschi on TV. Randy Moss came through 5 years ago, was so much a part of that big season. Kevin Faulk no longer there. You start to look around, you go, wow, there are a lot of Dan Copen not there this year. And my goodness, the cast is significantly different. And yet this man is putting up numbers that are very similar to the numbers he put up in championship seasons.
So, Mike, let's dive into the game a little bit. I don't know if you've gotten into your homework yet, as we're still several days away. But what do you see as the Patriots' Achilles heel, not only in this game, but maybe taking a peek down the line into the playoffs?
Well, I think concerning to everyone, and Miami's defense has played well, concerning has to be the four sacks that happened in the game last week in Miami. And then I'll look at the Edelman injury and say, we are in a position to replace everybody at some point this year. But now we're only down to four healthy wide receivers, Matthew Slater being one of them. And as we all know, he has a limited number of offensive snaps on a regular basis. I just looked it up earlier, 25 snaps that he's played on offense this year. So we know that, and we know bringing Stallworth back in, there's a thinness there. We're waiting to see the two tight ends together, hopefully the end of the season or the playoffs. I never doubt that a Belichick team will have a wrinkle for the postseason that from a certain matchup will just really be a problem for the other team. But those are a couple of the early concerns. Obviously, the concern of the secondary has been there for the last almost season and a half. But with Dennard on one corner and Tlaib on the other and McCourty back at safety, I feel like there's a little more stability there. I like the way the defensive packages look the last couple of weeks, especially with Arrington as a nickel corner, Steve Gregory back in there as a starting safety. And you know that now there's a little bit of comfort and experience if Chung has to play or Tavon Wilson has to play. We've seen them. Now there are a half dozen DBs you feel better about, and I don't think that was the case at this time last year.
You're listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com radio, joined by Monday Night Football play-by-play announcer Mike Tirico. Mike, your partner John Gruden, obviously a brilliant football mind. You've been working with him for the past couple seasons. We know that he does a lot of homework, studying film, breaking down plays. How has working with him really helped you when calling the games?
Oh, well, that's a great question. I haven't been asked that much over the last couple of years, and it has really changed my understanding of football and how to watch the game and how to approach it as you prepare for the game. And John doesn't have a team to coach right now, so we've become his team. And he puts us through the paces. And I've been around Coach Belichick a little bit just to see the coaches at the highest level and what makes them special. And it is the unique way that they're able to see what's going on and get a beat on what's going on to get you ready in preparation. And for me, I watch player formations certainly a lot more than I used to, and matchups so much of football now is no longer the 11 against the 11. It's the nickel corner. It's the pass rush. Who are you putting on the field to rush the passer? Out of what formations do you see blitzes? And that just keeps me a bit more ahead of calling a play than I had been in the past. So
it's
helped my – I know where to go, and when I see one thing, I know that means another thing on the football field. So John has taught us that over the last 4 years, and it's been a great experience for me, and I feel like I watched the game from an educated perspective of knowing very little, but yet knowing a lot more than I did just 2-3 years ago.
Mike, before we get to your next question, I just want to make sure our producer, Kevin, is recording this interview, because you said I asked you a great question, and most of the time I get ripped on air by Kevin and my co-host, Todd, but it has to be that Newhouse education. I know you're a fellow Newhouse alum, so I'm glad you gave me some props there.
As the great Bruce Springsteen sings, we take care of our own.
That's right.
But it was a really good question, because it has changed my knowledge of football significantly. And
I'm sure.
You know, people usually default back to the combo. So when do you think John's going to coach, and where do you think he's going to coach? But nobody's really brought that part of it up from the play-by-play person's perspective. So it was a legitimate, really good question.
Thanks, Mike.
I knew you were going to get that Syracuse reference in there, Bill.
I had to do it.
He wasn't going to do it. I was. So
there you go.
Why do you think I made sure I got Steve Gregory's name in there? Huh?
Hey, exactly. I was going to mention that too.
I won't even talk about Chandler Jones. But
there you go.
Name dropping. Make it stop. But hey, Mike. So you know you've seen a lot of great games and crazy finishes over the years, but man, Week 3, that Seattle's Packers game, does that rank right up there? I mean, was that just complete chaos? That final moment.
For a finish, no doubt. You know, you have to remember a lot of things happened along the way. First off, Seattle played a good game against Green Bay. They limited Green Bay's offense, which is a part of the story that a lot of us have forgotten.
So, sure, I mean, 14-12.
Yeah, exactly. So let's start there.
Yeah.
And then on a second note, let's talk about the odd plays and the flags that kept possessions alive and kept the Seattle situation going. And it really didn't look like they were going to win the game, to be honest.
Right.
And then Wilson buys time and throws the ball, and then you know, all heck breaks loose with M.D. Jennings and Golden Tate in the corner of that end zone, and the officials and the call and the non-call and all that stuff. So from an ending standpoint, no. And Jerry Austin, who's up in the booth with us, we always appreciate. It's nice to have this new expertise on the air of having officials who are there to tell you about the rules. The great part with Jerry is he's been the referee in 2 Super Bowls. So he's actually been under the hood and knows the pressure and knows what the guys are looking for. And I always appreciate that about having his expertise and skill set for us. But Jerry had never seen anything like that. John certainly hadn't. I hadn't over time. And it was one of those I like to get back home. So I usually fly a red eye from a West Coast game back to where I live in Michigan.
Mm.
And usually, you know, you've had a long day preparing for a game. You are just standing there talking, but it's, you know, midnight, 1 o'clock. You're trying to wind down from work. So you usually fall asleep almost always on those red-eye flights. I could not get to sleep. My mind was still going and racing about all the different things. And you just wondered, well, how is this going to impact the season?
Well, right.
The immediate we knew, and that got the officials back. And I think that play was very, very significant in ending the lockout. But I'm sitting here with the standings in my hand, and I see Green Bay at 8-4 and Seattle
right.
at 7-5.
Exactly.
And there's like a little small party that goes, wouldn't it be really cool if Seattle goes to Green Bay on Wild Card weekend?
Exactly. Yeah.
That would be fun, and that would be worth it. But it's going to impact a lot of people in this playoff chase. It really is. With Seattle at 7-5 instead of 6-6, all of a sudden, if they lose that game and they're 6-6, well, then Tampa Bay, Minnesota, the Redskins, and Dallas are all tied for that spot at 6-6, as opposed to Seattle having a 1-game lead. So it was odd that night, and the after effects, I think, will be felt right up until the last weekend of the season.
Never so much has Twitter exploded, Mike, right. as that night. I mean, you could just, sitting at home watching the game, the chaos kind of oozing out of television, and then with my laptop open, just Twitter, I mean, just craziness going on.
Yeah.
I can only imagine being in the booth and trying to sort it all out.
And trying to just sort out, too, even the end of the game, we're trying to sort out the ruling, what are they looking at, what are they replaying? The Seahawks are off the field, now the league is telling the replacement officials to tell the Seahawks that you got to come kick an extra point.
Yeah.
Lisa Salters is interviewing the former Patriots coach Pete Carroll, and Pete's yelling to one of his assistants, hey, get 11 out here so we can try an extra point. You know, and just everything that went on was as bizarre a set of circumstances as you have at the end of a game. But I always tell people, they refuse to believe that you don't care who wins. And when you do national broadcast, you don't. You just want a close game at the end of the day. I've spent enough time around Belichick, Brady, the Krafts, the people up there in New England, to be very fond of them as individuals beyond football. And same thing with Rick Smith and Bob McNair in Houston and Matt Schaub. So you end up rooting for the people who do it the right way, and both of these teams do. So somebody comes up to you and says, well, who do you want to win? And I honestly say, and they don't believe me, but it's true, I want to see zero on the clock, the ball is in the air, and wherever it comes down, that determines who wins and loses.
Right.
I've said that for years. The problem is that night it came down in Green Bay's hands and they lost.
Yeah.
So go figure.
Well, Mike, you got two great teams in the Patriots and Texans in Week 14. But then in Week 15, you have the Jets and the Titans. Any tricks up your sleeves to keep that game interesting for the audience?
I think Rex is going to use me as the fourth quarterback.
Okay.
And we'll try to go that way. Yeah, it may be a first down, a second down, a third down quarterback. Who knows? You know, of course, the way this season goes, it's just been bizarre. You'll probably end up with that being the Tebow week. Somehow, some way.
There you go.
How ironic is it, by the way, that they're in Jacksonville this week?
And
they've sold enough seats to actually remove the tarps in the upper deck of the old Gator Bowl.
That's about time.
In Jacksonville. Yeah, and you know what? That makes it as large as any stadium in the NFL.
Right.
Which doesn't fit a small market like Jacksonville. So I don't bang them for that.
Right.
I think they've got the right size stadium for the population of their city. But they have they do it for Florida, Georgia. They're able to sell the whole place out. So here's a great opportunity to legitimately fill the place up. So you're getting extra seats, you're removing tarps, and Tebow's probably going to miss the game because of his rib injury.
Yeah.
So it's just fitting. And if Sanchez does struggle, the Jets have an interesting decision here. I get the sense that the coaching staff has zero interest in playing Tebow. But at what point, from a pressure standpoint, are they going to play him, either A, to see if it's a viable option for next year, or B, to increase some trade value in Tebow?
Right.
They've got to make some decisions there. But you know, here's the good news if you're a Patriots fan. The Bills, Miami, and the Jets seem to be, for most of the last 6 or 7 years, except for the 2 years the Jets got to the championship game, in some sort of a rebuilding mode. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look like they're coming out the back end of that in the next 6 or 9 months. So the Patriots won a 10th division with Brady, a great chance of going to win an 11th division with Brady next year. It's just it's such a great accomplishment and so easy to appreciate that. So maybe if this game is good, we'll just keep rolling back replays of this game next week.
Mike Tirico joining us here on Football Nation. Of course, you can see him on ESPN every Monday night for Monday Night Football. You can follow him on Twitter, at Mike Tirico. Mike, is there anything you want to tell the audience before you go?
Anything I want to tell the audience? Wow.
Yeah, quick little plug for you. Anything you want.
That's another open-ended question. We are scheduled to visit with Tom Brady on the Corona bus for the for our visit, which airs probably Sunday and Countdown Monday during the game. So if that works out, that'll be great. I will tell you that one observation I've had when you travel around the league about where you guys are there.
Yeah.
The Patriots by the Krafts and redoing the stadium, obviously, and Patriot Place. That has become one of my favorite places to come to a game.
It's awesome.
Everything that's around leading up to the game. And I remember back in the Syracuse days, working college radio, we used to come up and once or twice Syracuse played Boston College in the old Chafer Stadium. And the traffic was a nightmare. There's nowhere to go, and there's nowhere around there. Now, the traffic hasn't gotten better because the roads haven't changed. But the experience of getting there and hanging around there, if you would have told me when I was sitting in that press box in the 80s that, you know, they're going to build a new stadium, and there's going to be 15 different mega stores all around here and great restaurants. I would have laughed at you and said, you're crazy.
But what's
happened up there is the envy of a lot of owners and a lot of teams around the league, and I applaud Robert and Jonathan for the job they've done with that place.
Well, thanks, Mike. We really appreciate you joining us. Have a great game on Monday night. Looks like it could be one of the best games of the year.
We hope so. Great to talk to you guys. We look forward to heading up to New England this weekend.
Thanks,
Take
Mike.
Care.
Bye-bye, guys.
That is Mike Tirico, the play-by-play announcer for ESPN on Monday Night Football. A lot of interesting things you had to say there, Todd. great guest that our producer, you got to give it up to our producer, Kevin, for landing Mr. Tirico for today's special guest.
A man is full of knowledge, Mr. Tirico.
He certainly is.
You know, they do so
much work. Kevin can be there, obviously, to offer insight.
Yeah, Kevin offers insight when we let him.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
But, yeah, a lot of knowledge. He's seen a lot. I mean, that Packers-Seahawks game, every NFL fan is going to remember that game forever, and he was the man calling the plays.
Seriously, Bill, if that was you in the chair, despite your...
Can you imagine?
Despite your immense, you know, Syracuse education, which is akin to Mr. Tirico.
Okay, right, yeah.
Seriously, the chaos that was going on for about, geez, it seemed like 20 minutes. It probably was 20 minutes. It was insanity. And I was kind of like Mike. Of course, I didn't call the game sitting on a red eye. I was up to like 3 in the morning that night. And it wasn't because I was watching the post game. I couldn't get enough. I'm listening to Steve Young go crazy. I'm on Twitter. I'm on every website trying to figure it out, plus all of our websites. And the stories are rolling in. It was an unbelievable evening. And, you know, he was a part of history. And you just knew that that game was going to affect the playoff race. And like he said, look at the standings, Bill. That game is huge right now in the NFC. It's huge.
Absolutely. So, you know, we'll see what happens in that game. We both think it's going to be high scoring, correct? We want to get our predictions down on paper right now?
Let's do predictions end of the show.
Predictions at the end of the show?
Score predictions end of the show.
Keep the audience interested?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we want to hear from
the... I got to get this out. I was very upset at that freak, you know, kicking the field goal on second down last week to not cover the spread. I was enraged.
You know what? When that happened, because... I loved it because my little prediction looked better than your predictions.
Sure did.
I had 26-21 last week.
But Bill and I still were hanging on. You know, every week they get the check mark and don't lose a game. We're getting closer to surviving this bet.
The bet where there's no bet. We still don't know what the winner or loser gets.
Whatever it is, it's the most important thing is pride.
I mean, we still got Bill that needs to do something. What do you have to do, Bill?
Yeah, I know what I have to do.
Yeah, you have to do something in...
we got to think of something good.
New York City in a bikini or something. Yeah. Is that
which will bring shame to the new house people in Syracuse. It'll be terrible.
So,
glad we didn't tell Mike about that.
We've done enough stunts over our years. No, we can't tell Mike about that.
I'm sure he's still listening right now.
Right.
But, yeah, Kevin, you're right, man. You know, there's only 4 games left. So I'm getting a little nervous about our bet, but... The gauntlet is about to happen.
Yeah, this is the meat of the schedule right here. But, you know, every week that goes by, Bill and I keep kind of skating by.
One step closer.
That's how I got through school, just kind of skating
by. All I need is one loss, though. All I need is one.
That's it.
One slip up, Kevin.
All right, so here we are in week 14, Patriots versus Texans on Monday Night Football. Patriot fans, pick up the phone. We want to hear from you. 508-298-0398, or you can email in. webradio@patriots.com. Let us know your predictions for this game. We'll get to our predictions a little bit toward the end of the show. Your phone call is coming up next, plus a preview of the rest of the Week 14 matchups when we return. You're listening to Football Nation on patriots.com radio.
This is Football Nation.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Bill and Todd hanging out with you on Football Nation. You're listening to Patriots.com radio. Big time matchups for week 14. A lot of playoff implications on the line. Let's start off with the Thursday night football game, Todd. And if you're listening to this show live, you know the Oakland Raiders are about to kick off against the Denver Broncos in this AFC West battle. Now, of course, if you're listening to us on demand via the podcast, this game already happened. And I'm predicting you probably witnessed the Broncos take it to the Raiders in a big way. But since the game didn't happen yet, what do you say? What do you make of this matchup?
I agree. I think this is the Broncos mean business now, Bill. I mean, they're sitting there battling the Patriots. They got to get ahead of the Patriots. They lost the head-to-head with them. This is a great chance. You know, they got a game they should win against the Raiders, and the right. Patriots have a tough one. You know, this is a game where the Broncos can overtake the Patriots in the seeding in the AFC. So I think that Peyton Manning's all business. They go to the black hole, and they win big.
All right.
Really, really big.
I think they win big as well. I mean, even though it's in Oakland, is that the only thing that is really a benefit for the Raiders?
They beat them 37-6 the first time they played. All right. They beat them by 4.5 touchdowns. So
yeah.
Now it's at Oakland. You know, the fans will be juiced for the game, literally. But I don't know. I just got a feeling. I just think Peyton Manning. I'm buying the Kool-Aid with Peyton Manning. I just think that he's just got the team wrapped around his finger right now. He's putting them on his shoulders, and he's going to try to take them as far as he can. This game they will not slow down. Now they have some other games down the line to worry about. I mean, they've got Baltimore on the road next week.
Okay, that's a tough game.
Actually, that's it, because after that they got Cleveland and the Chiefs at home.
Uh oh.
So, Patriots fans, you know, you'll be rooting for the Raiders to pull off the upset tonight. But if they don't, next week's really your best chance of them losing.
We're in week 14 already, and the Broncos already clinched their division.
Terrible.
I mean, the Patriots clinched their division AFC East, but we're talking about the Broncos right now. So,
look at the AFC. I was going to talk to Mike Tirico about this, but we ran short on time. I mean, the way that the AFC playoffs are kind of shaking out here.
Yeah.
It's really a beautiful thing. I mean, the matchups all look, to me, they look great. I love it. But you take out the playoff teams, and the AFC is just terrible. Do you know what I mean? I mean,
right.
Compared
to the NFC teams, the teams that are fighting for a wild card, even if they may not get it,
they're
still quality teams.
Or entertaining.
Right.
Even if they're not quality. Yeah, I like to talk about the Redskins. You know, they're not really a quality team, but they're entertaining. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
Look at the AFC. The teams are not going to make it. Jets, Bills, Dolphins.
Ugh.
Who cares? Browns, Titans,
Chargers.
Jaguars. I mean, give me a break. Raiders, Chiefs. And, I mean, really, all you've got left is the Bengals and the Steelers kind of fighting for that last spot. And if the Steelers get in, you've got a beautiful AFC playoff. I mean, really do.
That'd be great. So. All right, let's move ahead to Sunday. St. Louis Rams taking on the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. And both of these teams, St. Louis, almost tied the Niners again. But instead, it was Greg the Leg, Legatron, Greg Zuerlein, the kicker for the Rams, kicking a field goal in overtime to avoid another tie. And I saw, as I was watching that game, I said, has there ever been two teams in the NFL that tied twice during the regular season? And within a second, I saw a graphic on the screen. The last time that happened was 1964. So good thing that didn't happen, because that would have been ridiculous to see the Niners and the Rams twice.
Did you watch that game?
Did you
watch the end of that game?
I did, yeah.
What were the Niners doing?
I'm telling you, it was close to being another tie.
I know, but what I'm saying is, at the end of regulation,
yeah,
the Niners are driving down and take the lead with the field goal, right?
Right.
They're in field goal range, and they're throwing passes.
Yeah,
and I'm like, why aren't they just running up the middle, making the Rams use their timeouts and, you know, drain the clock down to as close to zero as possible before, you know, kicking your field goal and giving the ball back to the Rams? They didn't. They were throwing passes and running out of bounds. I'm like, what the heck are they doing?
Yeah,
they gave the Rams plenty of time to go down and kick the field goal, send it to overtime, and the rest is history. But, Bill, I love it when I'm right, right?
Yeah.
You know that.
I know.
And the Rams.
What?
The St. Louis Rams. I said they would go 7-9. Under
what
Jeff Fisher. 5-6-1.
6-1. All right. They're close. They're close.
I mean, it's amazing what one good head coach can do.
Right. Good head coach. Quality draft picks this year. Couple free agent acquisitions. Rams are on the come up.
Yeah, sure. They're turning it around a little bit. So, all what right, do you think of the game? What's your prediction for the game? Do you even care? Does anybody care?
No, I don't think anyone cares about this game. I mean, Buffalo's 5-7. You said the Rams are 5-6-1. Neither of these teams are above 500, so I don't know how many people are going to be watching this game outside of the St. Louis or Buffalo area. My prediction, I think St. Louis Rams win. I like their defense a little bit more than I like the Bills' offense at this point.
I agree. I'll go Rams.
All right, how about the Dallas Cowboys against the very hot Cincinnati Bengals?
A game with some significance, finally. The Bengals have won
sure.
four in a row. Cowboys have won one in a row. They're at 6-6. While the Bengals are 7-5. Now, the Bengals and Steelers are deadlocked at 7-5 coming down the stretch. This game has a lot of significance. Now, I think Dallas is a terrible team, quite frankly. I can't believe they're 6-6.
I agree with you.
Their wins are the ugliest possible way to win. You know? I mean, against the Eagles, they won twice on a bunch of defensive touchdowns where the ball's just kind of been fumbled into their lap, and they should have lost to the Browns. So this is all fool's gold. And
right.
I'm going to go with the Bengals at home.
I like the Bengals at home, too. And even though some of their wins have come over inferior opponents like the San Diego Chargers last week, I still like what the Bengals are doing, especially now that Ben-Jarvis Green-Ellis has gotten things going in that running game.
Yeah, he's come on strong. You know, he started off the season nicely, and then he kind of fell into an abyss.
Right.
And he's awake now, and he's producing. And again, man, all these games for the Bengals are big down the stretch. So I think that they come out, you know, the Dallas Cowboys are rolling into Cincinnati. You know they're going to be fired up. Anytime you play the Cowboys, you're fired up, especially with everything on the line. After that game, Bill, they get the Eagles on a Thursday night, which you think they should win. So this is a critical game. They can win this game. They could easily be 9-5 in 2 weeks.
All right, how about the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Cleveland Browns? Now, the Chiefs got their second win of the season back in Week 13. Can they get their first two-game winning streak of the year? Or the Cleveland Browns is going to win their fifth game?
No, I think the Browns win.
Okay.
I think the Chiefs, you know, the emotion from last week and the horrific events that occurred there.
Right.
I think that the emotions are all over the place. They were able to corral those emotions and pull out a win against the Panthers. But I think this week they kind of come back to earth a little bit. And I'll take the home team. I'll take the Browns.
All right, we got an AFC South matchup where the Tennessee Titans will travel to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. And, boy, did the Colts have a come-from-behind victory led by rookie Andrew Luck against the Detroit Lions last week. scored on the last play of the game. Right now, the Colts sitting pretty at 8-4. They look like they can grab that wild card spot. Meanwhile, the Titans are sitting at 4-8. And even though this is an AFC South battle, I think the Colts really take it to the Titans on this one.
I agree. I think the Colts are at home, and they can sense the playoffs are right in their grasp there.
Yeah.
Now, they have to play the Texans twice after this.
They haven't played
the Texans yet. So they got to go on the road to Houston next week in a game that will definitely still matter to the Texans. Now, whether the Week 17 game matters against the Texans is another story. But they got the Titans and the Chiefs to go along with those two Houston games. You know, this is a game they really have to win. They barely beat the Titans last time, Bill. On the road, they beat them in overtime, if you remember the Vic Ballard catch.
Yeah.
Kind of like the screen that he kind of dove.
Did
he
dove it backwards. Yeah.
So, you know, it was a close game last time on the road. Andrew Luck, you know, he's doing great for a rookie, obviously. He looks like the real deal. He was shaky in the first half of that Lions game. I mean, he made a lot of mistakes. So
right.
He was able to overcome down the stretch. If he plays a clean game, they will soundly beat the Titans.
All right, how about the NFC North battle? Chicago Bears taking on the Minnesota Vikings. Now, all of a sudden, the Bears look like the dominant team in the NFC North, but we've seen Green Bay come on strong the last few weeks and take over in that number one spot in this division. So Chicago needs to start winning again if they want to make a wild card spot, because all of a sudden, it doesn't seem like they're going to be able to get that divisional crown.
Yeah, well, again, the NFC North, all of these games matter. All these teams, except for the Lions, are in the mix. And the Vikings are 6-6, Bill. If they lose this game, they're out of it, right? Bears lost last week, as you mentioned, a game they should have won against Seattle. Well, they're just terrible. I don't know what's going on with some of these teams, Bill, in the final 2 minutes of these games. The prevent defenses, the questionable play calling, and questionable coaching decisions. But, they go on the road, the Bears do, to the Vikings. I think this is a toss-up, to be honest with you.
Really?
I'm going to go with the Bears, but I'm not feeling comfortable. I'm real confident in that pick at all.
Minnesota's a tough place to play.
Yeah, I know.
So who you got?
You got the Vikes?
I was going to go with the Vikings, yeah.
All right. I can see it. Yeah, I totally can see it. You know,
Percy Harvin, by the way, is out for the year. The team put him on IR with a fractured ankle.
Yeah. No, that's a big blow. You know,
takes away one of their offensive playmakers.
Yep.
But obviously they still have Adrian Peterson.
Yes, they do. Well, and you know what? These teams just played 2 weeks ago, Bill.
Yeah.
The Bears crushed the Vikings 28-10 at home. So we'll see if the Vikings can turn the tables on them.
All right, how about the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? And the Bucs, they've been playing really well, and they need to beat the Eagles if they want to keep their playoff hopes and dreams alive.
Absolutely. Another game that means everything to Tampa Bay. I think that they get the job done. The Eagles are just a mistake waiting to happen. Their defense, I was watching a show, Bill, where they were trying to analyze. It was one of those X's and O's shows.
Right.
Where they actually do the coaching tape.
Right.
They literally couldn't figure out. The defense was so bad. The guys are just running wide open all over the place. Like, usually when you watch the coach's tape, you see where their mistake was made, and you go, okay, it was on him. He made the wrong call. They couldn't even figure out what defense they were in. The people analyzing the defense. The Eagles are a mess. The Bucs need the game. Bucs are a better team. Bucs get the job done.
Now, the Bucs need the game to keep their playoff hopes alive. The Eagles need to lose their game in order to keep their top three draft pick for 2013 hopes alive.
Absolutely, but unfortunately for the Eagles, there's no RG3, there's no Andrew Luck in this year's draft.
Yeah.
Bad year.
It's a wrong year to be at the top of the draft. All right, how about a battle between the Baltimore Ravens and the Washington Redskins?
I like this game.
I like this game as well.
Battle of the Beltway, sure.
The Redskins, big win over the Giants on Monday Night Football. The Baltimore Ravens, big loss against Charlie Batch and the Pittsburgh Steelers in Week 13. Now, we still think the Ravens are going to finish on top of the AFC North, but the Washington Redskins, they need this win if they want to compete for the NFC East title.
Third game in a row that we're analyzing, Bill, where one team is 6-6 in the NFC.
Ooh. Okay.
See, what we talk about with the AFC is just kind of cut and dry. The NFC,
right.
There's so many teams in the mix. I love this game. I mean, the Redskins, they've won 3 in a row. RG3, my God. I mean, how good is this guy?
He's amazing.
He's a rookie.
Love watching him play.
The Ravens,
you know, it's funny. I'm going to interrupt you for just 1 second.
Sure.
Mark Sanchez had a fumble the other night or on Thanksgiving against the Patriots. They call it the butt fumble, right? Where he ran into his offensive player.
Yep.
And that was a pick, or that was a scoop and score for the Patriots. Robert Griffin fumbles. It was kind of like a fumble. He was on his back. He fumbles. His teammate picks it up for a score for the Redskins. That's the difference between the ball bouncing the right way or the wrong way. Ball's bouncing the right way right now for the Redskins.
You know, I've got a feeling they're going to win this game.
Think they can beat the Ravens?
I think they can.
All right.
I tell you what, we talked about this on Tuesday's show. Patriots fans should be pretty happy with what they see in the AFC, the way things are developing. We talked about the Texans' defense, not all that. Still a very good team. But the Ravens, Bill, I mean, don't you get the sense they're just about to fall apart?
And didn't they just lose Terrell Suggs, too?
Yeah.
That's not
I mean, they're besieged by injuries. I mean, Joe Flacco doesn't do anything for me, honestly. And they lost to the Steelers with Charlie Batch. If they beat the Steelers,
how did that happen?
Yeah, if you beat your arch rival, you know, you basically send them out of the playoffs. The Steelers would have been pretty much – they would have been teetering on the edge if they lost that game.
How did the Ravens
– they're at home.
Beat Tom Brady and the Patriots but lose to Charlie Batch and the Steelers? How does that happen?
Well, they beat the – I mean, that was months ago and they beat the Patriots. I'm telling you, I think the Ravens are not nearly as good as their record right now. I think they're a team that's going to finish slumping down the stretch. I have a weird feeling the Redskins are going to win this game.
All right. I like that prediction. I think the Redskins can pull off the upset as well. How about an NFC South matchup between the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers? Falcons, the best record in the NFL. They're tied with the Texans, right? I believe so.
Well, 11-1 and 11-1, correct,
yeah,
sir?
Tied, yeah.
The Falcons, yep.
Now, this game was close the first time they played. Remember, we were ripping apart the Carolina secondary for letting Roddy White sneak behind them with only like 10 seconds left in the game, and the Falcons ended up getting in position to score a field goal. The Carolina Panthers were very close to beating the Falcons in Atlanta.
Yeah.
At the start of the season.
No, you're exactly right. And it's interesting. If the Falcons win this game, Bill, I mean, they've got very little to play for down the stretch because they've got a three-game lead on everyone else.
Right.
And there'd be three games remaining. So, you know, you got to think the Falcons are going to win this game. I can't see the Panthers winning this game.
No.
Can you?
Cam Newton's been looking pretty good the last couple weeks.
He has, but they just lost to the Chiefs, Bill.
They did just lose to the Chiefs.
And, you know, and you said Cam Newton looked pretty good. That was against the Chiefs and the Eagles.
Yeah.
Two of the three worst teams in the league.
Right.
And the Panthers are probably the fourth worst team in the league. So I'm going to go with the Falcons here. Can't pick against the Falcons now. I think they get to 12-1. And then, you know, the rest of the way, they might coast. They might rest some starters. Who knows what they're going to do down the stretch. But I think they get the job done in Carolina.
All right. Now, this next game is one that really no one really cares about. It's the New York Jets taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, we know Mark Sanchez has been named the starter for the New York Jets. But Mike Tirico had an interesting point when we spoke with him a couple minutes ago. This is the first time that the Jaguars were able to actually sell out a game this season.
Hey, if the Jaguars, well, the reason for that was, just to fill in the audience in, is, you know, because they thought Tebow was going to be playing.
Right. And so he's going back to his hometown.
Right. Hey, if the Jaguars follow our three-point plan, Bill.
Which is?
Remember?
Yeah.
Our four-point plan. We'll call it the four-point plan. Hire Chip Kelly. Number two. Sign Mike Vick. Step number three, trade for Tebow.
Step number four,
draft Colin Klein. Yeah, you get a coach that loves the running quarterback. Three running quarterbacks and just beat them up. There you go.
Right,
that's the plan.
I tell you what,
it would put fannies in the seats. If those fans are stupid enough to buy tickets to see Tebow as a backup against the Jets, then you know they'd be stupid enough to buy tickets next year if you had that crazy scenario play out.
I'll tell you what, I think that's a brilliant plan by us. But if Shad Khan didn't scare me so much, I'd actually go down to Jacksonville and let them know what our plan is. But Shad Khan, he scares me, that guy. He's got that crazy mustache going on. I don't know what he's capable of doing.
Yeah, he looks like a villain in those old cartoons.
He does, right. Yeah, that's why he's kind of creeping me out.
He's kind of creepy. Who wins this game, Bill?
I think the Jets get back on track over Jacksonville. They have nothing to offer at this point.
I agree. Jets.
All right, how about San Diego Chargers taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers, who, by the way, will get their starting quarterback in action. That's Big Ben Roethlisberger. A couple weeks missing from action with that rib and shoulder injury. But now that the San Diego Chargers are coming to town, Big Ben will be under center.
Yeah, and the Chargers are going nowhere fast. You know, Steelers need this win, and they'll get the win. They are at home. San Diego's got to travel all the way across the country. It's going to be rainy. It's going to be cold. And Chargers won't want anything to do with it. Look for the Steelers to win a game.
All right, how about the 4 o'clock games, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for Sunday. Miami Dolphins taking on the San Francisco 49ers. And the 49ers, they lost last week, but they're still sitting pretty second in the NFC standings.
Yeah, I got to go with the Niners here.
Yeah, how can you not?
It's kind of hard, yeah. I mean, well, how can you not? Well, you lost to the Rams last week.
It's a divisional opponent.
They went 0-1-1 against the Rams.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Hey, you know, the Colin Kaepernick experiment, still, you know, the jury's still out on that. See if that's going to be enough to win, you know, to go deep into the playoffs. So you got Miami. They got to travel across the country, kind of like I just said with the Chargers. They're going the opposite direction. Miami, you know, Miami's got nothing to play for. San Francisco needs a seed. I think the Niners get it done at Candlestick.
How about NFC South showdown? Arizona Cardinals taking Arizona Cardinals taking on the Seattle Seahawks.
Arizona Cardinals, how's it? There's nothing. How is any game with the Cardinals a showdown? They've lost 8 in a row.
Should it be NFC West letdown?
They were 4-0, Bill.
Yeah, they are a big letdown.
They're terrible. Give me Seattle. It's in Seattle. Seattle doesn't lose at home. Give me Seattle.
They're undefeated at home this year.
Yep, and they will remain undefeated.
How about Russell Wilson? He's been playing great, huh?
Yeah, you know, the old cliche, the old eyeball test where he just looks like a winner.
Yeah.
You know? He looked like a winner in North Carolina State, and
right.
He looked like a winner when he transferred to Wisconsin. He led them to a Rose Bowl, looked really sharp all year long.
Right.
And despite his stature, he's not a very tall guy. He's about 5'11". You know, he looks like a winner. He just has the confidence to get the job done. He's all those cliches rolled up into one, Bill.
Maybe that's why he's playing so well.
I think he's, you know, he's a quality starter. He's not going to blow you away, but, I mean, he's won a lot of games in the clutch this year. He did it again, you know, last week against the Bears.
Right.
You know, they had no business winning that game, and he pulled it out. So I think that Seattle wins that game. And, again, if Seattle wins that game, Bill, I talked about it last week, I think Seattle's my wild card team in the NFC. They're one of my wild card teams. I think
that
they're a safe bet to make it, because after the Cardinals game, which they should win to take them to 8-5, then they go to play Buffalo. Right, very winnable game there. 9-5. Then they get the Niners, tough game, and then they get the Rams.
Right.
So they're going to get to 9 or 10 wins. They hold a lot of the tiebreakers over the other teams. If they can get to 9 wins, they should be in. But if they get to 10, they'll definitely be in.
Yeah, it's either you or Mike Tirico said that the Packers could play the Seahawks in the playoffs. How interesting would that be?
It would make sense that there are two games of destiny, Bill. Right.
Colts and the Broncos.
I've said it all year.
Yeah.
Luck, you know, Peyton Manning playing his old team, Luck versus Peyton. That's going to happen. Okay.
Right.
This is another game of destiny. Isn't it?
Packers versus Seahawks.
Plus, you'd have the history when Hasselbeck threw the pick six in overtime. Do you remember that game when they did the coin flip and Hasselbeck?
We're going to take the ball and we're going to score?
Yeah. And he throws the pick six to Al Harris.
Yeah.
That was that, right?
Yeah, that was that.
That was a classic game. So there you go. You'd be back in Lambeau again, scene of that crime. You know there'd be some great signs in the stands.
Right.
You know, harkening back to the replacement ref snafu. So I agree with Mr. Tirico. I think that's bound to happen.
All right. How about the New York Giants taking on the New Orleans Saints? And the Giants, they need to start winning if they want to cover up the Redskins' loss on Monday Night Football last week.
Yes, they do, and this is an interesting game. I'm going to take the Giants here. They're at home. Saints, I think they're starting to run out of gas a little bit, I think, Bill.
Yeah.
Their
magic is a little bit over?
Well, they dug themselves such a deep hole, and
right.
They're sitting there at 5-7, but, you know, to start the season, what did they start out? They started out 0-4.
0-4.
Right? Then they got back to 5-5.
Right.
You know, they won 5 out of 6, and everyone said, here they come. And then they lost the last 2 weeks. And I think that, you know, it's pretty much over for them. Tough venue to play at. The Giants didn't play really very well against the Redskins, and I think they'll rebound and get the job done.
All right, Sunday night game, Green Bay Packers taking on the Detroit Lions. And we like this game for a lot of reasons, Todd. One, because we're both fantasy football guys, and This game has a lot of fantasy football players involved in it.
Absolutely. From Megatron to Stafford to Mikel Ashore, Aaron Rodgers, Randall Cobb, your boy, JerMichael Finley.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of fantasy ramifications, but, you know, again, another important game in the NFC for the Packers. Packers, like you said, they finally have risen to the top of the NFC North. They're tied with the Bears at 8-4. They need the win, and it's an interesting game. Again, will Sue stomp anyone like he did last Thanksgiving against the Packers?
You know, Calvin Johnson, on the cover of Madden this year, everyone is afraid of the Madden curse, he's on pace for 1,900 yards this year with 115 receptions.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's just unstoppable.
He's pretty good.
He is unstoppable.
It's fun to watch.
Fun watching him play. All right, how about the Monday night game, Houston Texans and the New England Patriots? We kind of already previewed this one at the top of the show. We want to give our predictions now or still keep everyone waiting?
Let's keep everyone waiting. We got to get Kevin in the mix.
All right.
We'll get Kevin in the mix, this final segment, and we'll throw out some amazing score predictions since I've been so on the ball the past couple
you
weeks.
You have been. You have been on the ball.
Well, you guys keep predicting, you know, 50-3. Kevin. Every week, Kevin's like, Patriots, I got them 42-3.
Yeah, he looks at every game with rose-colored glasses for the Pats.
Yeah, so I've got a good score in mind, which I'll unleash on the public here in about 30 minutes.
All right, so that was our Week 14 previews. When we return, Football Nation NFL Power Rankings. We'll go over the top 10 and bottom 5 teams in the NFL. And also, Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com will join us. That's all coming up next right here on Patriots.com Radio.
Every football fan has a voice at FootballNation.com.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center,
located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts.
I need some of Dunkin's delicious packaged coffee.
Sure, how many do you need?
One for everybody on my holiday shopping list.
Wow, so that's why you brought a wheelbarrow.
Give the gift everyone loves to get. Delicious Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee. Get 2 pounds for just $12.99. Available only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Single pound sold at regular price. Offer excludes 8-ounce packages. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance. With over 100 ASE certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Cold Hard Football Facts presents A Christmas Wish by Carrie Byrne.
Santa, this is Carrie Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts. I'm really sorry to bug you again, but I was at the mall this weekend and I saw the cutest little puppy at the store. So I was wondering, in addition to all the other things that I asked for you, if you could please give me the puppy too. You know, I was looking at it. I looked at it closely. I looked at the correlations in my head and I was doing some coverage probabilities, some critical values, and, you know, some cross-sectional studies. And I understood that if there was a cumulative probability distribution function, that would likely be the perfect animal that you could deliver to me on Christmas Day. Thank you.
End of message.
All right, welcome back to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. That is the somewhat unfamiliar voice of Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com, who joins us right now. And, Kerry, they say imitation is the best form of
flattery. Form of flattery.
Flattery, that's it. Imitation is the best form of flattery. So what did you think? Is it true you really want a puppy for Christmas?
that was pretty fun. I did not hear that. Apparently it was on the Weiner line on WEI, our friends over there who shared it with Kevin Collins, our producer here at
right.
Patriots.com. But You know, hey, well, you know what? As long as they're talking about you, I guess you're okay, right?
That's right. See, I have no imitators, so that basically tells me that no one really gives
a. You don't have any imitators,
Bill. When they made you, they broke the mold, brother.
That's right. But, Bill, you know, you don't have any imitators, but you have a few stalkers.
I do have some stalkers. That is
so correct. That's good.
That was right? Yeah. That and that that clip
are they ex-high
was
high school girlfriends, Bill, or who are these stalkers?
No, my high school girlfriend is my current girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, is it somebody that, who like who went wacko for Joe Flacco back in week one and
yeah, possibly. Yeah. Yeah. That clip is we gotta give some credit to WEEI 93.7 FM from the Big Show with Glenn Ourday and Michael Hawley. That was pretty funny. Pretty funny, Kerry.
Yeah,
but you're not really an animal person, are you?
It is funny, man. You know, it is all good. And hey, you know what? They're you know, it's just good to have people talking about your websites and everything, man. So nothing.
But Kerry, you're not an animal person, right? You're not like a big.
I like to eat animals.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, like cows, and things, not dogs. You know. But,
yeah.
In any case. How'd my Tirico go, by the way? I didn't get a chance to listen to it. I was crunching some numbers. And
Tirico was great.
Yeah?
He was great, yeah. He said that I asked him a really good question, so I made sure our producer, Kevin, was recording it so that we can go back in a couple weeks and remind everyone that I did get some props, some positive reinforcement for once during the season.
Kerry, that was exciting. Know, we talked about Tirico with, I know, a subject that you've been writing about a lot at Cold Hard. And that is who should be the NFL MVP. And he had J.J. Watt right up there with Tom Brady.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would like to see, you know, one reason we picked Houston to win the Super Bowl at the start of the year was because J.J. Watt was clearly an emerging star. He didn't have big numbers last year as a rookie, but he came on strong late and then had that signature pick six against the Bengals in the playoff game, in the wild card playoff game, where people – really started to take notice, and this guy's just a physical freak. He was a combine superstar, you know, in 2011, and I think, you know, the Texans really, I think they nailed their draft picks last year between Brooks Reed and J.J. Watt, talking 2011, guys like that, and really that depth is shown. I mean, the defense has obviously struggled a little bit, you know, with the loss of Brian Cushing and guys like that, but still a deep team, and they've been able to compete, and they're still, you know, the team in the catbird seat for the AFC number one seed. And I think, you know, J.J. Watt is a big reason for that. So I am a defensive guy, gentlemen. I would like to see Manti Te'o win the Heisman Trophy because defenders get disrespected in those big individual awards. And we all know in the NFL, defenders get disrespected in those individual awards. I have no faith he will win it, but you know what? If he did, I think that'd be great. I think he's one of the dominant players in football, and it'd be good for the game to see a defender get that award.
Yeah, you're echoing the sentiments of Mr. Tirico. He said the exact same thing. Actually, he was just getting off of another interview with Charles Woodson, and they were talking about the lack of respect for defensive players, both at the Heisman and at the NFL MVP level. But
and it's just how we look at football, Todd.
Yeah.
And me being a stat guy, okay, I mean, there's not a lot of stats for defenders. I mean, sacks have only been an official statistic for 30 years, okay? Tackles, the most basic function of a defense, tackles, are still not an official statistic. I mean, that's how little kind of statistical foundation there is to measure defenders. So, well, who do
wait,
we look
what
at?
Do you
we
mean?
Look at
what do you mean tackles aren't?
We look at mostly quarterbacks and then running backs and then receivers third, and that's what we have to go on. And quarterback being the most important position in football, obviously those guys get the bulk of the attention when it comes to those individual awards. And at the end of the day, it will not be J.J. Watt. I would like to see him, but being a defender, it won't be. It's going to be, you know, right now, I think the Matt Ryan train is kind of slowed down. I think it's the same old story, you know, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning leading two of the best teams in football, Peyton Manning playing tonight, Tom Brady playing Monday night, each with a, you know, especially Tom Brady, a chance to have his proverbial, Todd, as a college guy like this, Tom Brady has a chance to have his proverbial Heisman moment against the Texans or the 49ers. He has a couple big games. I think he wins the MVP award. And if not, it's going to be an interesting race and a fun debate.
It's interesting, though, on the flip side there, Kerry, you're right. Brady has two primetime games against Texans and Niners next 2 weeks, you know, to get that that moment in front of the quote-unquote voters. But so is J.J. Watt, you know. J.J.
Yep.
Watt's also in primetime against Tom Brady. And then he gets Andrew Luck the next week in what will be a featured game on CBS. So it'll be interesting to see. But I agree with you. At the end of the day, you know, the quarterback's going to get the nod, you know, most of the time. But
Let me ask you, just as a college guy, because this is a very interesting year, and I know we're here to talk Patriots and Texans, but being a college football fan myself, and you are a vast wealth of information on college football, who's going to win the Heisman? I think Johnny Football is going to win it, but I'd like to see Manti Te'o win it for other reasons we've just talked about at the pro level.
Do you trust the Vegas odds? The odds are out today.
Okay.
All right. Te'o is a 4-1 favorite. Okay.
Wow. Is he really?
No. 4-1.
I think 4-1 and he's a favorite. Okay.
You have to bet. If you bet $1 on Te'o, you'd get $4 in return if he won.
Yep.
Okay. Johnny Manziel, if you bet $15 on Johnny Manziel, your return is $1.
So clearly he's going to win it. I mean,
he's
a clear
winner, according to Vegas. So I can't remember. It's, you know what I'm saying. 1-15 and 4-1 or a flip.
Yeah, which means you bet on him, you're not going to win anything, basically, because it's a prohibitive favorite. Well, you know, with that said, what a breath of fresh air. I mean, I looked up his high school statistics. This is what a geek I am. You know, I'm kicking around for kicks and giggles. I want to know how Johnny Football became Johnny Football and as a redshirt freshman at Texas A&M. His high school senior year numbers, guys, in Texas, okay? 40 passing touchdowns, 35 rushing touchdowns, kick return for a touchdown, and a pick six. He scored 77 touchdowns his senior year in high school.
Damn.
77. That almost is like if you were running a practice drill against tackling dummies, you couldn't score 77 touchdowns.
And to close the loop here on Johnny Manziel, Bill, do you know where he originally was committed to?
USC.
Oregon.
Oh, really?
He was going to Oregon, and he backed out and decided to stay close to home. So.
And by the way, it is Johnny Manziel's
birthday. What a mistake that
tomorrow.
Was. Everyone knows Oregon has the hottest girls in college.
But actually, it's today. Johnny Football turns 20 today.
Yes, sir.
Kid can't even drink yet, and he's putting up Wilt Chamberlain numbers in the bedroom.
It's great.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Yeah.
He's quite a prolific performer on and off the field.
I bet he is. Lucky guy, man. Can you imagine taking home the Heisman Trophy as a freshman?
You know, it'll be interesting.
A true story.
Yeah.
And listeners at Patriot here at Football Nation at Patriots.com, well, if they're familiar with Boston, and so many of them are, there's a famous bar downtown called the Black Rose in Faneuil Hall, which is it's supposed to be an Irish pub, but it's kind of a tourist bar and nightlife place. And I once told a girl there that I was Doug Flutie.
And that worked?
It worked.
how many pounds ago was that, Terry?
That was many, many pounds ago, I can tell you that. But yeah, I told her, I said, Doug Flutie, I won the Heisman Trophy.
Wow.
It was before I met my lovely wife, Lee, though. I guess.
Did you, complete a Hail Mary that night?
It wasn't a Hail Mary, man. It was a well-planned drive, let me tell you.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh!
I bet it was.
Let's get this back to football, yeah. Bill. Do we have any football-related questions for Kerry Byrne today?
Yes. Kerry, we've talked a lot about the Texans and Patriots matchup for Monday Night Football. What are both of these teams doing in your quality stats that makes them stand out above the rest of the NFL?
Well, a couple of things. Obviously, Houston number one across the board in our quality stats power rankings. By the way, tied with the Denver Broncos. Denver right now is a scary team because they're really not getting enough credit. Obviously, the Peyton Manning story is well known, but they're very good defensively. They're number one on our defensive hog index. The Broncos are, and the Texans number three, by the way. But Houston, top to bottom, from week one through today, has been the most balanced team in football, consistently atop our power rankings. Happened to be tied with Denver this week, which is something we've never seen before.
Right.
Statistically tied with Denver for number one. But, you know, Houston does everything well, guys. They really have no weaknesses, and that's the best thing you can say about them. You know, they're in the top 10 in 18 of our 20, actually the top 9 in 18 of our 20 quality stats. And usually teams without weaknesses win championships.
But, Kerry, haven't the last couple of weeks with the Texans, don't we take anything out of that?
They've had a couple bad weeks. They have. But with that said, they've been so dominant all year, they're still one of the premier teams in football. I mean, they really are. And I know the one game you're obviously concerned about is the Jacksonville game, I think, if you're
well, Jacksonville, 43-37,
yep.
And Detroit, 34-31.
Yeah, but, you know, I think sometimes, when I look this up, sometimes great teams have bad games, bad stretches where they're not dominant. That's why this is a big test for the Texans. I mean, are they really what we've seen so far? Are they, you know, most of the length and breadth of the year, or is the team we've seen in recent weeks that's shown some weaknesses, is that the team that is going to be exposed on Monday night? That's why, guys, this is a bigger test probably for the Texans than the Patriots. The Patriots have that confidence. We know who they are. We know they can win big games. And Houston, we still haven't seen that out of them. They don't have that legacy that the Patriots have. So it's a very big game for them. But with that said, they're still top to bottom, a team with very few weaknesses. They're a formidable opponent. In the case of the Patriots, it's really all about that offense, guys. And right now, a rundown, we have 20 different quality stats. We started that Cold Hard Insider. Become an insider at Cold Hard Football Facts. Get our real and spectacular picks, all our game analysis by hitting the insider picks and trends button at Cold Hard Football Facts, and you'll get all these numbers. But right now, the Patriots, among our 20 quality stats, are number one in five of them. They're number one in offensive efficiency. They're number one protecting the passer. They're number one on third down offense. They're number one on our offensive hog index, the best offensive line in football. And they're number one on what we call the relativity index, how you perform relative to the quality of your opponents, which means on average they're beating teams, whipping teams bigger and badder than any other team in football, despite the 9-3 record. So, you know, they really, what they're good at, the Patriots are very good at, historically good at, among the best teams in the history of football. That's how good they are at the things they're good at. Obviously, they have the defensive issues we've talked about all year. So what's going to win, you know, the balance of the Texans or the dominance offensively of the Patriots? And guys, here's a couple numbers, okay? The Patriots right now have scored 430 points. They average almost 36 points per game. The Texans are number two in scoring, a full touchdown per game behind the Patriots. The Patriots are lapping the field offensively. There are only three teams in football within 100 points of the Patriots scoring so far this year.
Wow.
I mean, really, they are lapping the field offensively like few teams we've ever seen, and will, by the end of the year, be the first team in the history of football to score 500 points in four different seasons.
Mm. Interesting.
Well,
crazy.
I'm telling you guys, I have a feeling this is going to be a shootout. I know that's probably, I'm not going against the grain there. I think this is going to be a really high scoring game Monday night. I really do.
I think, Todd, the Patriots fear no defense. I think they've proven, Tom Brady's proven through his history, he could have a bad game here or there. And the game against Miami was not a mulligan. It wasn't a bad game. It wasn't a Drew Brees, Matt Ryan 5-pick game. It was just a kind of a ho-hum game. Where we struggled a bit, but, you know, every team, every player has those games. But historically, there is not a defense that shuts them down consistently. And we've seen them beat up the best defenses in football a couple times with the Pittsburgh Steelers, where the Steelers had the best defense in football, and they couldn't stop the Patriots in a big game. And I think the Patriots can score points, and it comes down to that defense. And, I like a shootout too, man. I really do, and I think this is going to be a street fight. I'm a little surprised the Patriots favored by 3.5. Patriots fans like to say, oh, the team gets the respect. I don't know why they still say that. But you're a 3.5-point favorite against the team with the best record in football. That is a lot of respect from the pigskin public over New England's ability to win at home.
3.5 points. It's a tasty number.
I'll tell you right now, you know, and you can get all our picks at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, all our real and spectacular picks, and we have an incredible track record of success, guys. But I mean, that's a big scary number. You know, I think the Patriots can win this game. I don't think they win it big, but they can win this game. The problem is, you know, if they don't get the home field advantage, I don't see them going down to Houston in the AFC title game and winning at Houston. I think Houston's still the better team. I like the Patriots to squeak out a win in a tight, tough battle in a street fight. But if they don't get that home field advantage, Houston's gonna, it's gonna be tough to beat that.
You really think Houston has that much of a home field advantage in that cavernous dome?
I think they're a better team, Todd. As simple as that. I think they're a better team.
All right, but I don't know. You give me the perfect conditions, you know, in a dome. I think the Patriots would be just fine in that environment.
I worry. I mean, this is the problem. The Patriots are 28th in average per pass attempt against them. Okay, they're giving up over 7 yards every time an opposing quarterback drops back to pass. They're getting gashed downfield again this year. They're over 90, 91 defensive passer rating. They have flaws. And by the way, they're 27th in third down defense. That'd be a big improvement. I think they were 32nd last year. 27th in third down defense. This is a team with weaknesses, guys. It just is. And I find historically those weaknesses get exposed at bad moments. your statistical weak link usually snaps at the worst, you know, worst possible moment. And I'm just going by what history tells me. It doesn't mean the Patriots couldn't win down there. I wouldn't count on them to do it. I do count on them to pull out a tight win Monday night.
Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com, our special guest of the second hour of Football Nation. And, Kerry, you can listen to his show every Wednesday right here on Patriots.com radio from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is the Cold Hard Football Facts show. And, of course, check out Kerry's work at ColdHardFootballFacts.com. And someone get that man a puppy for Christmas.
I want a puppy. Maybe I do want a puppy. We'll see if we hear from our friend again on air.
Kerry, we always appreciate you joining us. Have a lot of fun and best of luck in week 14.
All right, gentlemen, I'll talk to you soon. Look forward to going back to Patriots.com and listening to the Mike Tirico interview. So
there you go.
Talk to you guys later.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, so Bill. So Kerry, if next time you pony up at the bar, Bill,
yeah.
in Boston, be careful. You could be next to Doug Flutie. Or Kerry Byrne. It's hard to tell the difference,
crazy.
Except for maybe, you know, a few pounds. Just a couple pounds difference. How in God's name could he pull that off?
Better question is, how could anyone from Boston confuse, not know who Doug Flutie is? Like, isn't that a little ridiculous?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't see it. I don't know.
That's just crazy to me.
So the impersonator, extraordinaire. People impersonate him. He impersonates other, you know, football players.
Yeah,
it all comes full circle.
I get Ben Roethlisberger a lot, which scares me.
I can see that.
Especially when you're at a bar when there's a lot of women around, kind of scares me.
Wow.
You know his track record, so.
You know what, Bill? Do you get anything? Because there is one famous quarterback that I've been liking to.
I get Matthew Lillard, the guy from Scooby-Doo and Scream, but no football, no football people. Matthew Lillard was a big one. Like, when I was growing up in high school and in middle school, everyone used to come up to me and be like, are you related to him? You look exactly like him.
Todd, who's really? Yours? Who's yours? It's going to be a classy gentleman.
Me?
Yeah. Who's your quarterback?
I didn't come up with this.
That you get a liking to.
I did not come up with this.
Boomer?
No, but it's a retired guy on TV.
Phil Simms?
No.
Ooh, I could see that.
No.
Chris Carter?
No.
Todd's not he's not quite tan enough for that.
Oh, weird.
No, I'm not Chris Carter.
All right, I give up.
Tony Kornheiser.
Troy Aikman?
Oh, I could see that a little bit. Facially, but not much
I
else.
I think more Boomer.
Yeah, I could see Boomer.
More Boomer.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we got Matthew Lillard, Big Ben, and Boomer Show.
Roethlisberger's is pretty bad. He's going to be a pushy one.
You just said Big Ben so you could play that soundbite.
No, I actually get that a lot. That and Lance Berkman are the two I get pretty constantly. In fact, my name kind of morphed. My new nickname in, like, you know, the later part of college was Big Puma because of Lance Berkman. So
Big
I don't know.
Puma.
I don't. I don't. I don't. I don't see these things. But
do you see Kerry Byrne, Doug Flutie?
No, not at all.
Who's Lance Berkman?
You don't know Lance Berkman?
Is he a baseball player?
He's I'd say, an above-average baseball player.
I have no idea who that is.
Todd, you going to pick me up on this?
If he's a baseball player, I don't know anything about him.
Played for the Astros for many years.
All I know is that...
I got to see the resemblance.
Yeah, you'd have to put a picture of my mug next to Lance Berkman's.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do a little work on the resemblance thing. But yeah, Berkman, he was a pretty good baseball player.
Yeah.
I think he's the only baseball player I know... outside of Boston and New York for the Yankees is Justin Verlander, and that's because he dates Kate Upton. So if you don't play for the Red Sox or if you don't play for the Yankees, I don't know you unless you date a really hot supermodel.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Yeah.
I got one more likeness that you guys can have some fun with before we move on to a break here.
Yeah.
You ever see Saved by the Bell?
Of course.
Of course.
Grew up on that show.
Zach, baby.
Oh, I can definitely see Zach Morris.
Yeah, I could see Zach Morris.
Yeah.
He's is he Franklin or Bash now? I can't tell.
Oh, I don't know which one.
I don't know which one. I think he's Bash. I think Franklin's the short little one. Yeah.
Franklin's Brandon Myers.
Yes,
I think that's his name. Yeah. Breckenmeyer.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah. All right, very good.
You guys ever watch that show?
No.
I watched like two or three episodes at the start to see if it was any... I mean... It's average. It's not like appointment viewing. But, oh, my God, the intro to that show, there's like they're having like a party. You know how they show like kind of like clips of the two main characters like going through their daily lives or whatever? They're having a party, and this chick gets out of a hot tub, and yeah. Holy Moses.
Hold on, let me check on YouTube real quick.
You'd have to look. I mean, her butt, like, is one of the best butts I've ever seen. Better than Kate Upton's butt.
Nah, I don't believe that.
Better, I'm telling
butt
you.
Butt fumble.
No, it was like, we you know, slowed it down on the TiVo, so you get the whole jiggle
I'm
factor.
Sure you did.
So it was, you know, there was like four of us in a room. It was kind of uncomfortable after a while. But
four of you in a room, so the butt, slowing down the TiVo.
Yeah, so we saved like one episode, so you get the butt, you know.
Oh, my God.
Other than that.
All right, let's recover real quick. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it's the Football Nation Power Rankings.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of the smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel & Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
You know what this is?
Is that Young Jeezy? Wow. What are you doing playing him?
From our warm-up, loop. Going to get pumped for the game.
Really? That's what the Patriots play, huh?
That's, part of my in-stadium warm-up loop.
But Mr. Kraft allows you to play Young Jeezy
just
in
during
stadium?
Warm-ups. Got to get the boys ready, you know?
Oh, my God. You should listen to some of his other songs before you play
that
one.
They're all clean. I mean, all the versions I play are clean.
Oh, they are?
They're radio edited, yeah.
Oh, all right.
I mean, it's not like... I'm sure... Some of the lyrics would be deemed unclean by some people, but it's definitely the radio version. It doesn't have all the F-bombs and all that stuff.
The San Francisco 49ers, every time they're about to kick the ball off, they play the Tony Montana song.
That will be a new
Tony
addition.
Tony Montana. That song. Would you just repeat Tony Montana?
No, not that one. We have that new one. It's called, like, Pop That.
Yeah.
And it has a line
that
about
that song's
the,
great.
It has a line about the Pats in it.
Yeah.
Like Rick Ross. Like
ballin', like I play for New England.
Exactly. I think it's Rick Ross who drops that.
It is
so
Rick Ross. Yeah.
That's a little tease for you people coming to the game on Monday. That little ditty will be played during warm-ups.
Yeah. That's French Montana, Pop That, and Rick Ross's line. It goes, ballin', like I play for New England.
Yep. Got the sign.
I actually was going to send that to you a couple weeks ago, and I totally forgot about it.
It's all right. I'm up on my beats. You know,
I keep my ear to the streets when it comes to
hip-hop. We haven't had a home game since, like, you know, the middle of November, so...
So you'll be playing that one.
I was saving it.
That is a big-time pump. Like, that song comes on, and I'm driving in my car, and my car swerves because I get so excited. I dance in my car,
you know,
throw my shoulders around.
Though,
oh, yeah.
During warm-ups, you know, I can tell I'm doing my job is when you see, like, a lot of them, they'll get in trouble if they dance or anything like that.
Really?
But you see their heads bobbing.
Yeah.
So when I see the bobbleheads, like, I know I'm doing a good job because
they're
just kind of grooving.
Brandon Spice is going to love that
one. He's the king of the bobbleheads.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
He's just kind of bopping to the music.
I can only imagine.
And Todd's in the corner crying because he doesn't like all the swears.
I know. I have nothing to add to this conversation. As the elderly of this group, you know. Snoop Whale. Is that Snoop Whale? I have no idea.
You know, it's funny because Rick Ross is from Miami.
Yeah.
You'd think he'd be a Dolphins fan.
We gotta get Todd like one of those big Flava Flav clocks to wear around his neck for Christmas. Give him a little
I know Flava Flav. I know him. See, that's back from when I was
gotta get him some street
cred. Yeah, I know who he is.
Todd's going to justify his thug here.
I'm going to get a rapper on the show by the end of the year. Big football fan. He's on ESPN's First Take a couple times during the year. Lives up the street from me. So I'm going to go knock on his door and see if he can come on the show.
Who, Jay-Z?
No, Joe Budden.
Oh, okay. I'm with you.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I thought it was funny when I heard that, when I first heard the song, and I'm hearing Rick Ross, who's from Miami, saying, I'm ballin', like I play for New England. I'm like, well... You know, he kind of just dissed his own city there,
people respect
you gotta
our game
go with the winners.
Here, man.
That's right. You have to go with the winners.
Are you guys done yet with this conversation?
I guess. It was going places, though. We were having a nice
little
debate.
I was enjoying it.
Bill, sometime when I get some downtime, probably after these two home games,
right?
I'll make you a copy of the warm-up loop and mail it to you so you can you can jam in your car.
I like that. I'll be dancing to it.
That's what we need, a little bobblehead in Bill's car.
Yeah, you can just see Bill driving off the Jersey Turnpike.
Well, thank God for XM Radio because they curse the hip-hop, you know, if it doesn't get censored.
See, mine will be somewhat censored. I mean, you know, there are children that attend these games.
I understand. All right, what do you say we shift gears, we move it over to our Football Nation Power Rankings?
Please. Please do.
We got any music for that or no?
I can get you some music, hang on. We don't have an imager, but I'll get you some music.
All right. We appreciate it.
Rick Ross? Play
Ricky
some...
Ricky Rosé, Todd.
I'm so out of it.
Ballin', like I play for New England. I mean, it doesn't exactly rhyme.
Is he playing music, or are we going
into
this?
Yeah, just quiet. Hang on. It's the very...
All right, Football Nation Power Rankings. It's something we like to do every week. We discuss the bottom five teams, the worst five teams... in the NFL, and then, of course, we go over the top 10 teams in football. We'll get to this quickly today. Seems like the bottom five teams, Todd, they rarely change this year.
Yeah, well, there are a couple new teams that added to the mix.
Yeah.
How about those Philadelphia Eagles?
They come in number 28.
Yeah, they've lost a couple games in a row here, just a couple.
Yeah, I mean, the next five teams are fighting the first pick in the NFL draft, and you mentioned it earlier in the show. It's a terrible year to have the first pick in the draft.
Yeah, well, Eagles are at number 28, Cardinals number 29. Both teams have lost 8 in a row.
Both teams need a quarterback.
They should be ranked lower than this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. Both need a team quarterback. But number 30, Carolina Panthers, Bill, your Super Bowl preseason prediction team. That does not have a nice ring to it, does it? They just lost to the stinking Chiefs, who are number 31 on our list.
And the Chiefs are on a one-game winning streak for the second time this year. They have two wins on the season.
Yeah, you should have pumped the Chiefs up a little bit, you know?
No, you can't do that.
Oh.
You got to keep them down in the hole where they belong.
All right, well then, the bottom dweller, the worst team in the NFL right now, per Football Nation, is...
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, 2-10.
There's two teams with two wins this year. That's the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't care how you splice it up, they belong in the bottom two.
You know what, though? The Jags have a couple winnable games coming up. They could sneak out another win before the season's over. They got the Jets, Dolphins, Patriots, and Titans. Three games there.
The Patriots is a winnable game?
No, the other three. They could win one of those three.
I guess. We'll see.
We'll see.
Let's move over to the top 10, the best teams in the NFL. Now, you kind of let me pick and choose where I wanted to put these teams. You said, here's 11 teams. Put them in whatever order you want, and then we'll debate them.
Right.
Do you want me to tell you the team that I left out?
Yeah, who'd you leave out?
I left out the Colts.
Okay, not feeling the Colts. All right,
It's not that I'm not feeling them. It's just that I think these 10 teams are the 10 best teams in the NFL. I think the Colts are number 11.
Okay, you know what?
I believe in the Colts. They're just a little bit outside the top 10.
All right, there's one team here. I can't argue with that.
So number 10, I put down the New York Giants.
They should be higher than that. Yeah. They should be higher. For the same reason the Falcons always should be a little lower than we rank them. They're just not dangerous in the playoffs, the Falcons. Giants are dangerous, man. If they get into the playoffs, they're dangerous. But they have some work to do. They're starting to slump here, so I hear you.
They look bad on Monday night.
I would take the Giants. Yeah, they didn't look very good at all. But I'll take the Giants over a couple of these other teams.
All right, well, you let me know where you would swap in the Giants.
All right.
Number 9, the Chicago Bears. Number 8, the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
Number 7, the Baltimore Ravens. I put the Ravens down outside the top 5, and that's because they just lost to Charlie friggin' Batch.
Yeah, I'm surprised you had the Ravens that high, but okay, keep going.
All right. 6, Green Bay Packers.
Okay, didn't the Giants just beat them by about 50 like a couple weeks ago?
They did, but you know what? They just lost to the Washington Redskins, and the Packers are looking good again.
Okay.
5, Denver Broncos.
Right.
4, San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
Now, I would have had the Niners higher if they didn't just lose to the Rams in overtime. Because to me, I think the Niners are the second top 3 team in the NFL.
Okay.
So I have them outside the top 3.
Even with Kaepernick at quarterback?
Yes.
Okay.
Number 3, the Atlanta Falcons.
Got it.
Number 2, the New England Patriots.
Okay.
And number 1, the Houston Texans. Now, let's see if we have a new number 1 next week, considering the Texans and Patriots are playing on Monday Night Football here in Week 14.
Hmm. Wow. So you got the number 1 and 2 teams playing each other, huh?
That is correct.
Okay. Pretty good list there.
What do you think?
How many of these teams?
Where'd I go wrong?
Well, I think the Giants are better than the Bears, Seahawks, Ravens, and Packers.
I love the way the Seahawks are playing right now.
Yeah, I'd put the Giants around number 6.
Okay. All right.
And, you know.
Love the Seahawks.
How about
the Ravens? Should they have been higher?
They should be closer to 10.
Really?
I think they're falling apart. I do.
I think they're on the downside.
I concur, Todd.
I think they're in for a rough month here, and they might make the playoffs, but I think they're going to be an easy out in the playoffs.
They're 9-3 right now.
Yeah, but they're just not impressing me.
They lost last week, I think they're going to lose this week.
To the Redskins.
I do. I'm buying into RG3.
I think they're going to lose to the Redskins, actually.
So yeah, they'll be plummeting after that. Back-to-back losses, plummeting.
Yeah. Let's look at the rest of the way.
They still have the G-men and the Bungles at Cincy, I believe.
Here's the remaining schedule, okay? At Washington, we are predicting a loss. Denver.
Loss.
Giants.
I think that game could be close.
Bengals.
I think that game could be close.
I'm just saying.
At bare minimum, I think they're probably going 2-2.
1-3.
Yeah, exactly. 2-2. And limping into the playoffs.
They could go 1-3, but I think they're at least losing 2 games. So I think they're at least going to have 5 losses.
Well, guys, that puts them at 11-5.
Yeah, but after they started like a house of fire.
Hey, if they lose to Washington, I think they're going to go 1-3 the rest of the way.
Todd really? Almost just coughed up a lung right there.
You think I did. I almost coughed up a lung.
Who does the win come against? Bengals
either New York
Giants?
Or Cincy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they beat Cincy at Cincy. But the other three games, I think they can lose.
Look at their last three games. They beat the Steelers 3 weeks ago, 13-10, okay?
Right.
Without Big Ben, right? They beat the Chargers in overtime.
Yeah.
In the 4th-and-29 game, right?
Which was a miracle.
Yeah, they had no business winning that. And then they lose to Charlie Batch. So, the last three games have been terrible.
Yeah. You're right.
So, they got four tough games coming up. Like, I agree with Kevin, 2-2 is probably likely, but if they lose to Washington, man, look out.
Who's playing the best football out of all these 10 teams? The best. Not the best team, not the number one team that we have on our power rankings, but right now, who's playing the best football? Is it the Broncos?
Broncos? Patriots?
Yeah, one of those two teams, right?
Man, Patriots have won 6 in a row. Broncos have won 7 in a row. Texans have won 6 in a row, but they've had those weird games that we've kind of been down on them a little bit. I'm telling you, man, Broncos. Broncos are a dangerous team right now. I mean, Kerry was talking when we had Kerry Byrne on it last segment. He was talking about how he's a little bit worried about the Patriots if they had to go down to Houston in the playoffs. I'd be worried if for some reason, if the Patriots lose this week and the Broncos keep winning, if they have to wind up going to Denver, that would be my concern. No?
Yeah, totally.
Home field advantage? If you're talking home field advantage, no, again, if it's cold in Denver. Cold in Denver, the Patriots are they're used to that, so it's not like a huge deal. But I'm telling you, you give the Patriots pristine conditions in Houston in a dome in January? Sign me up if I'm the Patriots
I think
fan.
The Patriots would have home field advantage over the Broncos, though.
I'm saying right now they have identical records, okay?
But the Patriots have the tiebreaker.
I know, but I just said if the Patriots were to lose this week – We talked about how Denver only has one tough game the rest of the way.
Yeah.
And that's Baltimore. We just talked about that. They got Oakland, Cleveland, and Kansas City. Three of the worst six or seven teams in the whole league.
We need Baltimore to lose this game against Washington.
And then
so then we can root for them against Denver. Is
right,
we
exactly.
Right. Need to have.
Right. Would you agree with me, Kevin? Wouldn't you be more concerned about, in the playoffs, the Patriots going to Denver than going to Texas?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
All right.
I do not fear going to Houston.
Let's see if you change your answer.
I don't fear Houston.
Let's see if you change your answer after Monday night. Let's see what happens.
Remember what started the whole debate though last week with Denver, Todd, is that we were talking about teams that you wouldn't want to play in the playoffs, and how I said Denver was like my number one on the AFC side.
Yep.
I still feel that way.
I totally agree.
I think
if you change your answer by Tuesday morning.
I blatantly admit that I disrespect the Texans and the Falcons because I think they're both fraudulent teams that are not going to even make the title game in each league.
We'll see.
Okay.
I agree. Well, Bill, it's time that we make our score predictions now that we have Kevin totally in the mix here.
All right. Yeah, let's get it.
I'm all fired
all right,
up.
Kevin, why don't you give us your prediction? I'm going to predict your prediction is 63-6.
No. I'm going to go.
No?
I know you think it's going to be a little bit of
closer.
A shootout. No, you think it's going to be a little bit of a shootout. I'm going to trend in the other direction.
Ooh.
I'm going to say 30-24 Patriots.
Ooh, that's very similar to what I was going to say.
It's very similar to what I had, too.
All right, Todd, you go first, then.
I had 32-27.
I was
going to
say 30,
Patriots.
31-28.
But I will say Patriots. I think it's going to be a late score by Houston, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown, to make it a one-score game. I don't think the game's going to be in doubt in the fourth quarter.
Okay. That's pretty high scoring, 32-24, isn't that?
Well, I just think that for a team that has put up 59 and 40, I don't think they're going to score 40 plus on the Texans.
No. I mean,
they have been capable of putting up 40 and 50 plus points.
Based upon our three predictions, like I said earlier in the show, the first one to 30 is going to win.
Yeah,
you're going to have to get to 30.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're going to have to get to 30, but. We're actually pretty close. That's kind of boring.
What I don't think you're going to see Houston do is deviate from the norm and try to throw the ball a whole bunch, even though
no?
the Patriots' secondary is bang. I think they're going to run Arian Foster until the Patriots take it away, which I think they'll do, and then I think you'll start seeing him throw a little bit later in the game.
Interesting.
I think that, what Houston – I don't think Houston's going to deviate too much from who they are, which is, you grind and pound and – you know, that sets up the play action to Johnson and Walter and Dreesen down the seam. And I just think that they're going to stick with that and be a little bit even conservative, I'll say, to start this game. And I think that's going to come back to bite them, because I think the Patriots are going to try to throw the ball all over the place, and I think that they're going to get up early. And I don't think Houston – I think that Houston can win in a shootout. I think they've proven that, especially with that Jacksonville game. But coming back against Jacksonville and coming back
– a little bit different.
Coming back in New England on Monday Night Football in a game that, you know, a lot of these Texans aren't used to be, you know, playing in. These games for the Patriots – we're spoiled because we get in a ton of these every year. And this is a big stage for Houston, and we'll see if they take a leak down their leg, which I think they're going to do.
You know, Kerry brought up an interesting point. You know, we talked about the Patriots offense, you know, far and away the number one in scoring. With Houston number two, a distant second, but number two, I was looking at their scores, guys. They had one stinker against Chicago where they scored 13 points.
That was just an ugly game in the rain, though.
Yep, it was. Other than that, I mean, they've scored less than 24 points only twice.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think they can put up points, but
they totally can.
I think a lot of that is predicated though on their defense, especially back when it was healthy. They were getting, you know, a lot of turnovers, a lot of good field position.
Same thing with the Patriots last couple of games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if the game, I think that the Patriots offense is more equipped to put up points in a hurry if they have to. I just don't think Houston's that comfortable with, you know, going hurry up and having to, you know, score two touchdowns in 5 minutes or something like that. I just don't see them doing it.
Well, I'm disappointed that all three of our predictions are virtually identical. Bill has them covering the spread.
I have them covering too. Isn't it only like 3.5?
No, Bill, I'm saying he has Houston covering.
Oh, he has Houston covering. Okay.
Yeah, I have a 5-point I have him winning by 5, you have him winning by 8, and Bill has him winning by 3.
Fair enough.
I think it's going to be a good game. I really do. And I think our buddy Mike Tirico is going to have an entertaining 3.5 hours on Monday night.
I'll try to find him and thank him for us as well as a collective.
That would be a great idea.
Because I usually go up to the booths and check in with a couple people, so I'll try to find it. I don't know if they'll let me near them, though. They might tase me or something like that.
Well, I'll tell you, after playing that Rick Ross song, they might not let you in the building anymore.
You know what's going to happen, Kev? They're going to be like, what's Big Ben doing here?
It's terrible. Terrible joke.
This is going to happen. Lance Berkman's here for a little baseball
Big
analysis.
Puma.
All right, Bill, let's wrap this puppy up.
There it is. Love that song. All right, Don't stop, baby. Don't stop. Yeah, you cannot play the explicit version of that song. I'll tell you right now.
No, that you can already hear
you
the.
You have to play the clean version.
Yeah, you can already hear the bleep out.
Yeah,
it's my favorite part right here.
Love it.
Just be lifting in the gym.
Yeah, baby. Ballin' like I play for New England. All right. Anyway, we want to give a great big thank you to our two special guests today, Mike Tirico of Monday Night Football on ESPN, and Kerry Byrne from coldhardfootballfacts.com. Want to also thank our producer, Kevin Collins, for doing an excellent job today. Todd, any closing words before we go?
Enjoy the game on Monday night. It's going to be a good one, guys.
Certainly will be. And if you have any fantasy football questions, you can always send us your tweets at FFChamps. And we appreciate you listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com radio. Have a great weekend and enjoy that Monday night game. Checkers on my collar, got 'em. Two drops, no mileage, mileage. Top off like Wallace, and I'm hell smoke.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation. We pop a Molly, she busts it up.
That is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.